Welcome to today's Daily Dose. You know, we've talked a lot lately about the importance of sharing the gospel of Jesus with the lost. People need to hear the good news, the only news that truly gives hope and truly saves, the news of Jesus. But today, I want to talk about the importance of praying for the lost. That's right, praying for the lost. Check this out. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Paul writes this. Paul says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. All right, we're told to pray for all people. And the ultimate end to our prayers is that they would be saved. See, prayer is powerful. Prayer moves mountains. Prayer releases healing. Prayer sets the captives free. Prayer can change things on the other side of the globe even. See, we're told to pray and to keep on praying and to pray with faith and confidence in the Lord and to pray without ceasing. But do we really understand how powerful our prayers can be? Check out the story I ran across. See, there's supposedly this Welsh woman who lived in a remote valley in Wales. She went to a whole lot of trouble and expense to have electrical power installed in her home. However, after a couple of months, the electrical company, they noticed that, hey, she's not even seeming to use any of the power. Is this working? Thinking that there might be a problem with the hookup, with the installation, they sent a meter reader out to check on the matter, right? And so the meter reader came over to the door and said, look, we've checked your meter, and it doesn't seem that you're using much electricity. Is there a problem? Oh no, she said. Not at all. We're quite satisfied. You see, we turn on the electric lights every night so that we can see the lamps that we need to light. And then we switch off the lights, the electricity. You're thinking, why didn't the woman make more use of her electricity? After all, she believed in the electricity. She believed the promises that when she clicked the button, she turned it on, that it would work, that what the electric company said would happen would actually happen. She actually exercised her belief and turned the lights on for just a moment so that she could then see her oil lamp to light that. But she didn't understand the full potential of what she really was given, of what electricity really meant for her home and for her life. And so she only used its power sparingly. And I'm thinking about this. Sometimes, and maybe often, Christians do the same thing with prayer. We use it too sparingly. God wants us to pray. Check out this example of persistent prayer. I've shared this before, but I just think it's a wonderful story. It's something to grab hold of and remember, and it should encourage us to keep on praying for those that we know and love that are lost. You see, one day, a guy named George Mueller, just a pillar of faith, he began praying for five of his friends. Now, after several months, praying for their salvation now, after 5 months or many months, one of them came to the Lord. But then it was 10 years later before two others were converted. It took 25 years before the fourth man was saved. Mueller persevered in prayer. He kept praying for his lost friend until he died. Mueller died. And throughout those 52 years, that he was alive, he kept hoping, he kept believing that his friend would come to the Lord. Did it happen? Did God not answer this particular prayer? Well, check this out. At Mueller's funeral, the last one was saved. Just after the funeral, the last friend was saved. Here's my encouragement. Here's what we're talking about here today. We need to be those who keep praying for the lost. Pray for your family members who are far from Jesus. Pray for salvation to come to whole households. Pray for your kids and grandkids. Pray for your parents and grandparents. Pray for your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Pray for salvation, for Jesus to receive the reward of his suffering. Pray that God would circumcise their hearts. That says in Deuteronomy 36. Pray that God would give them a heart of flesh, as it says in Ezekiel 11, verse 19. Pray that God would put his spirit within them, Ezekiel 36, 37. Pray that they would come to Christ, John 14, 6. And then pray that God would open up their hearts to believe the gospel. Acts 16, 14 says that, right? And pray that God would grant them repentance, as it speaks of in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And finally, pray for them faithfully and persistently. Keep on praying. Don't give up. Our temptation is to grow discouraged in prayer, to pray for just a little while, and when we don't see visible results, just to give up. But God calls us to persevere in prayer. Continue steadfastly, Scripture says, in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving, Colossians 4:2. And with that, let me just say, know the gospel. Share the gospel. Live the gospel. And pray for the gospel to make its way into the lives of others. God bless you.